Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on a Haiku Hump Day Wednesday. Yes, that's right. It is a Haiku Hump Day Wednesday here on The Fan After Dark. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman over to my right. Tell you what, weather, 24 hours. What a difference 24 hour makes, Blake Elliott, because it is much different outside than it was yesterday at this time. That gentleman, though, we'll let him discuss it more. The one, the only, the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott.
Hola. I'm glad to be here with you guys and hang out on a Wednesday evening. A crispy one.
It's a crispy one.
A nice and beautiful one. The sun is rising.
It was a gorgeous day today. I mean, a lot of rain, but...
Some rain this morning. Like I said, Wednesdays and Thursdays at work at my restaurant as a bartender.
So yes.
That's right. Full shift today. Been up since 6:30 in the morning. And now... 6:30 as well?
Yes.
And worked all the way till 3. Got done quickly. I was closing at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
3 o'clock hit. I was out the door at 2:55.
Hardest working night show in Dallas, Texas right here.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down.
Mm-hmm. And then I went home, watched an episode of Yellow Jackets with Shoddy.
Well, you love that show. You are on that Yellow Jackets.
I will say this, fair or foul, I already know my answer.
Okay.
It's just type of person, I don't buy stuff on the TV. My girl... All the time.
Oh, you mean like products that'll flash across the screen?
No. Like, we'll say we're looking for a movie, Den of Thieves 2, and it's not on Netflix. I'll wait till it's on Netflix.
I'm waiting. No. I ain't renting or buying a movie. No.
Shorty will rent and buy anything. Let's just get it.
Yeah. This is not. Now this ain't Monopoly money, girlfriend.
Now it's her card on the Amazon Prime. It's her Amazon Prime. But if she, that's a,
buy away. Buy. You know what? Buy that season while you're at it too.
Can we get a league pass while we're here?
Yeah. Absolutely. What is going on here?
You know, when it's not your money, you know, you can't really tell somebody no.
No,
but I was just saying.
Absolutely not.
But fair or foul, I wonder if other people do that. It feels like it's $40 when it's seven. Like, it's still $7. I'm like, for a movie? When there's 70,000 other movies?
Serious. I think that's what it comes down to.
Like, if that was my... If only Netflix existed and it went on Netflix, sure.
Yeah.
But if it's like, I can literally watch...
Who doesn't have Netflix at this stage
Netflix,
of life?
Netflix, Hulu, YouTube TV, Prime, HBO Max, Peacock, like...
Dude, it's gotten out of control. Like, the streaming thing is... We're beyond... The whole, it's more expensive. I'm paying more than I paid for cable, for God's sakes. Like, yeah, you are. That's the gist now.
We watched season one on Netflix of Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
And then season two and three was only on Max and Prime.
Well, I was going to say, probably on Showtime. Isn't it a Showtime show?
It's Showtime, 100%. Yeah, 100%, yeah. It's Showtime.
I didn't realize Showtime was still putting out shows.
And with, like, Prime, you had to, like, buy the, like, season trial for Showtime with all those.
Well, you've got to get Paramount Plus. Yes. That's probably what you had to do.
We ended up getting, we just bought the season, like, on... I don't know.
Well, do the trial for 7 days and try to watch it all before the trial ends.
The trial was $14.99. Trial was it was free. Then it was $14.99, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but it was
only 7 days and the whole season was just $9. I said no to both. Shorty was like, I'd rather just buy the season for $9 and we can take our time.
Yeah.
Even though we're power rushing through it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Episode 4 already.
Of season 2?
Yep.
How many seasons are there?
3.
3.
Okay.
Is it over after season 3 or is there expected to be?
I haven't even really asked because okay. we're so behind.
So
I will
in.
Say, though, season 5 of You coming up soon as well.
Yeah.
I don't think you even watched one of those. But.
No, I've watched one or two episodes of You because of my daughter. I kind of stopped watching shows that my daughter suggested after she had me watch Euphoria.
That's a bad show.
And, well, season one, I didn't see season two. Season one was
terrible.
Incredible. Like
you liked it?
The concept was incredible.
I didn't really care for the character development.
No, the characters were insane.
Yeah.
Like it was a nutty show.
I felt zero attachment to the characters. That's probably why I clicked.
And I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
Like I think I would question you if you did feel an attachment to some of the characters in that show. So, I mean, I'm not hating on you.
Can I read this and then we will introduce our beautiful producer behind us? This is from the 903.
903.
I'm just going to read a string of texts they've sent since yesterday.
Oh,
just type in fat and short. Blake's picture pops up. That was yesterday at 7. So as soon as the show started off, then he said, holy bleep, I've never seen Boach before. He sounds so much huger than he actually is. Pause.
Are we sure huger's a word?
That's exactly what he typed.
I don't believe it is.
He typed it at 4:30 today.
Okay.
Then at 6:30 today, Stephen A. would have been destroyed. He's a liar.
Yeah.
And then at 6:51... randomly. I think we maybe just
cross-talk.
Started crosstalk.
We were doing crosstalk. We did crosstalk, I think, at like 6:46 today. 6:47.
Everyone hates Blake. I'm not mad at him because he's ignorant. I mean, and in the most respectful way, he's going to grow and learn. I don't know if I've had it. That's not even really backhanded. That's just...
It's pretty direct. I mean, pretty transparent as far as how he feels about you. But I don't know that you said anything. I mean, I think that's at the point where you were talking about the pimple you had popped. Pimple Popper MD.
Everyone hates him. And then he sent this text at 6:53. I love you, Blake.
See, he can't even decide.
And then at 6:57, every black person I know claims to be part Cherokee. Just saying.
Is that true?
No.
If you're black, 877-881-1053, are you claiming to be Cherokee?
Part Cherokee.
Part Cherokee, not all Cherokee, part Cherokee.
I mean, I think this person needs some medication because their emotions are all over the place.
All over the place.
Everyone hates
you. That's just kind of the day they had today.
And I love you.
Yeah.
Within minutes. But
everyone hates
someone
you.
That we can't hate and only love is our producer.
The one, the only.
On the ones and twos, the phenomenon.
He really is.
The creator of the Triple Dipper.
He is not the appetizer you'll find at Chili's, but rather the arguably one of the hottest segments here at 105 The Fan.
I started the trend of the triple dip. I just want to point it out there.
Yeah. You'd be proud of me. I had an appetizer today.
Oh yeah, what kind?
I don't know. I think it was tacos maybe.
Why would you bring up that story to say you don't know what you had?
No, I mean I just remember because I ate them in less than a minute.
Yeah, I had an appetizer today. What did you have? No idea.
I don't know. It was a tortilla with meat in it. So.
I'm proud of you, Fred. I'm proud.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I tried to go eat at an Italian place locally, but it was closed. So
you're just full of thoughts today, Fred. Thanks for that. He's just like giving us sticky notes of what's in his head right now.
Look, I'm on day 3. Okay,
I went to an Italian place. They weren't open. That's it.
Well, it connected to the appetizer story.
Okay.
That's all.
The appetizer store?
Now it's all story.
Story.
Oh, okay, story. Well, okay,
we need to stop.
Yeah.
Finish that.
That's it. No, that's it. I went to go to... I was done. I was done with the roofs. Came to the show, but I... Or come to the station. Had time. Needed to eat. Wanted a bowl of spaghetti. Went to this place that allegedly was supposed to be open, according to my Apple Maps, called Safuzzi.
Do you feel bad that I had a bowl of spaghetti that was phenomenal?
No, I mean, I'm happy for you. In fact, the place that I ate at...
Knew me.
I meant to text you because I was like, this place kind of reminds me of culinary a little bit.
Mm.
So, anyway, there you go. Grubbed. Grubbed.
But you thought it was...
2 quarts of water, just...
It was closed. How'd you...
No.
Please tell me to
finish. Why do you need not paying attention? He's not paying attention. That's me glugging water.
Yeah.
You weirdo. What were you going to ask? What were you going to ask? About the Italian place? It was close. So I had to go to the place across the street.
Someone said, is this a producer? This segment of the fan guy. They're giving you a tagline.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm that guy. Okay.
You are that guy. Oh, is this producer? Can you do that? Can you do a cameo for us of you doing this segment of the fan?
This segment on. Yeah, that guy, right?
You are that guy.
Yeah, you're that guy. Do it again.
This segment on 105.3 The Fan is brought to you by me.
Boom. You know, when you're on, that's fantastic. Find the person does a producer tag in real life.
I love it.
Making them do it.
I love it.
But stuff happened in sports today, Fred. Why don't you give them your quick synopsis?
Well, I mean, look, it's been a busy day.
What a day of sports.
And we're going to get into it here. Let's see. What are we going to talk about here? We'll get into it a little bit at 7:20, and we'll kind of take you around what was the day in sports. But obviously the biggest story what looked like it could be the biggest story and then kind of fizzled out and turned into nothing was the whole Bruce Dunnan from Big Play in Cleveland going on one of their local shows there. And like I said, it's kind of an independent thing. So just pretend like you've got a, you know, if somebody started like DFW Sports and had just local, it's kind of, you know what it is? It's kind of like an All City Dallas is what it is. But it's independently owned and they've done it since 2017. Anyway, this guy goes on there. He's been doing sports in Cleveland for a gazillion years and like straight face says his sources, plural, were telling him that the Cleveland Browns were actively working on a trade for Dak Prescott.
Mm.
And then, of course, it got zero substantiation.
Can I say this? I think it's quite clear, and I'm going to be talking about two people that we both know, that Sean Sharif and Jane Slater have different sources because of how they reacted to the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Sean kind of endorsed the tweet, and Jane literally put a GIF of her throwing water over the tweet and saying that none of it's true and that like it hasn't even left the ground. And Sean wasn't saying this thing is happening. He was just saying, like, he's legitimizing the guy. Like, this guy doesn't.
Well, he was just giving a little background on the guy, on Bruce, saying, look, this guy's not a, he's, you know, this isn't Dove Kleinman or whatever his name is.
Or the dude that, what was the, Gronkowski's coming back to the NFL guy.
Oh, who?
The guy that
the guy you said looked like me. Yeah, that guy.
Robert Gronkowski's trying to go to the Broncos.
Yeah, was it Robert Costa or something like that? I don't know. Whatever. Anyway.
It was somebody that's not an actual reporter.
It was, well, he's a Denver radio person, maybe.
Like
I don't
you
know.
Made up a story. Maybe we should do that.
I'll put it to you like this. It's funny you say that.
You think it would even gain traction even if we tried?
Yeah, actually, it would. I'm telling you right now, it would. So back in the day, back in my Houston days, when the Rockets were trying, it was back when the Rockets were after Dwight Howard. And I was on with Josh Ennis. And so Josh said, tell you what, I bet you we can do a fake tweet and we'll get traction out of it. And so he tweeted out something along the lines of Dwight Howard is he said something very ambiguous, but he said something to the effect of like sources are saying, and he worded it really kind of funny but silly at the same time, like sources are insinuating that it might be close, that Dwight Howard is thinking about coming to Houston. And people just, are you serious? I mean, it was brrr.
I want to go the authentic route though. I don't want a fake fictitious route to the top. Yeah. So
it didn't get us. I mean,
you let, and I'm talking about the old boy that did the Broncos story. You let notoriety come to you. You don't chase notoriety. So you just keep.
Well, grinding. No, that guy, like, yeah, because Gronk shot it down.
And now he'll never be able to make it. No one's ever going to believe
it. Well,
as far as like being a legit journalist, maybe just being an entertainer, sure, I guess. He's entertaining to you.
You wonder in a case like that guy's, and of course, I mean, obviously it wasn't that memorable because neither one of us remember what his name was, other than the fact that you said he looked like me. Did he come up with that on his own or did somebody
actually give him a bad story?
The issue is this, like, did somebody actually kind of just say, hey, I've heard this, or it was a backroom conversation, or it would be cool if, and that was the genesis of it?
I'm hearing it is going to happen, right? Rob is already on
because
his way
because he never came out and said anything after everybody. I mean, hell, Gronk poo-pooed it like what, that next day or that afternoon or something like that. So it's, you know, you never know where that sort of stuff goes when folks and what they're.
And Sean Payton was like, I would love for that to happen. This is news to me.
Yeah, when Sean Payton is poo pooing it, you know there's no legitimacy to it. Real quick for all of you Mavs turned Luka fans out there that are now on the Laker bandwagon. Lakers 28, Indiana Pacers 33. 11.5 minutes left to go in the second quarter, which would explain why we had LeBron James on the Pat McAfee show. We'll get into some of that audio later on in the program. We're going to do an audio dump around 9 p.m., a.k.a. 2100, for those operating on the 24-hour clock.
Luka over 8 points in the first quarter is the most free bet you can make every night. He's done it in his last 6 games.
Yeah, and then he'll score like He'll give you 10-12 that first quarter, and then, you know, just not easy 20 the next three quarters.
Yeah.
A little seven here, seven there, you know, maybe kind of go slow that third quarter and then blow up in the fourth.
He's a first and fourth guy. Second and third.
Second and third, he's in cruise control on second and third quarters.
Assist,
but first and fourth,
assist and rebounds right there. You're not getting no points. He might be one of the worst second quarter players. Like, not actually, but just for his caliber. Yeah, like, he never does anything in a second quarter ever.
He ain't worried about it.
First quarter might be the best ever, though.
No, there's something to be said for that. So we'll dive into this a little bit more. I mean, and really, again, I think it goes back to the whole, when you throw the Cowboys into anything, you're going to have, there's going to be traction, right? Like, it's just, that's the reality of it. Especially in a situation like a Dak Prescott trade, because
all the dead money from both teams.
Well, the dead money for one. And then the second part is, like you said, I mean, you've got, you still owe, what's his face, Jameis. $120 million. Well, not Jameis. Deshaun.
It's not like you're off the books with him.
No, you still got 3-4 years
left. That'd be like the Steelers trading for Dak. Everyone would be like, that doesn't make sense. They're still paying for Russ. Or the Broncos.
Well, I was going to say, now the Steelers, Broncos, it would make more Broncos, sense. But yeah, the Broncos would make zero sense at all. But no, I think it's more about, because the thing that Sean tweeted out was, well, he's not about clicks. Well, clearly he is. Because
that makes no sense.
There was no, and the fact that, you know, everybody came out and tried to, and I appreciate him giving us a little history on this guy, but, you know, our boy Bruce did a heel turn, essentially, and just decided, you know, either that or his sources hung him out to dry. One of the two. So what's that tell you?
Both,
either way.
Both can happen, but you gotta fact check.
Look, I reached out to, let's see. Okay, so I said, hey, the guy that runs that company.
Yeah.
I said, hey, man, what's going on? Fred in Dallas here. Your boy Bruce want to talk about this potential trade with us tonight. And then he just said, hey, man, just saw this. Okay, you can still respond to it. Now, you can still tell us if old boy wants to join us or not. It's only 7 o'clock. We're on till 11, so we got time. So I'll reach out to him and see if we can't get our boy Bruce on and see, hey, why float such a reckless rumor? Dez has also got some thoughts on who might end up as a potential Dallas Cowboy, which, again, I don't hate his idea. All right, and I'll get your thoughts on that. I'm curious to see what you have to say about that. So stay tuned for that. We'll get to more of that here in the 7 o'clock hour. We got to do a Mavs After Dark update, kind of see where things are at right now. We'll give you an update on where the playoffs stand and where the Mavs are at. Rangers, look, tomorrow's opening day. If you're not ready for opening day, I don't know what to tell you. I know pretty much 99.7% of you out there are ready to see some Ranger baseball. Who was on today? Was that Brad Miller that was on today with G-Bag in the second or third hour, whatever it was? I'll tell you what, he was absolutely phenomenal. What a absolutely incredible interview. Good stuff from him. I thoroughly enjoyed that. And again, I think it's just going to be, after everything that went down last year, let's just use the in professional sports caveat, provided everybody stays healthy. But if everybody stays healthy and this offense hits the way we think it can hit in 2025, I think it's going to be another fun year for Ranger Nation. We'll do a little fair foul, and we will do haikus at 9:40. One of the haikus topics will be your 2025 Texas Rangers, and then we'll figure out what the other one is going to be as the show goes on. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. So if you got something to say, let it be heard on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. But when we come back, Dez Bryant, he thinks that this player could end up as a Dallas Cowboy. What does it mean if he does become a Dallas Cowboy? And what's Blake's thoughts on it? I'll tell you mine as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark. Hey, it's this segment of the Fan Guy.
What's up, dudes?
I think we've got a new
I feel like I'm in like a early 2000s, late 90s high school movie right now. We're walking down the halls and this is playing. And we're just bumping our head.
We just finished whatever the task was has been completed. Now we're just walking off.
Walking off and...
You want peak... you guys want a movie assignment for peak 90s? Peak 90s? High school?
What's the genre?
Go for it.
What do you mean, what's the genre?
Comedy, thriller, action.
It's kind of like... It's like horror... But it's really not.
How was it kind of like horror?
Because I watched it. Okay.
But did you make it a horror by watching it? What do you mean?
No, it's you asked me what the genre is, and I said it's kind of like horror. That's the best I can tell you. Okay? The movie's called The Faculty.
Did people die in it? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, okay. I mean, if it's horror, I would assume.
But well, it's not. Kind of like horror.
Is it more of a thriller then?
I don't know. It's like a mystery maybe. I don't know. Look, it was the 90s, bro. Look, it was the 90s. We didn't put titles on
it just,
on movies.
It just happened.
It was just vibes, man. Vibed out to the movie. Now, that said, like I said, it's like some supernatural thing happens or whatever, but people die. But again, it's peak 90s. Peak. It made me think of what you were just talking about, is what I'm saying.
I was thinking like...
I think you'd enjoy it. I really do. Maybe. I don't know. I do, though. You know what? I'm sticking with it.
You're sticking with it?
I think you would enjoy it. You would enjoy it.
Okay.
I want to say Usher's in it.
And you know what the thing is? When you give me these references of movies to watch, it's nice when they're accessible. When they're not, though, it's kind of tough. Like, if they're not on Amazon or Netflix.
What movie have I given you that wasn't accessible yet?
You gave me some on DVDs before.
Which one on DVD? I forgot them.
They've already left my memory bank.
Yes, at one time, every movie I suggest to you was on DVD at one time, because that's probably what I watched it on, was a DVD.
I'm saying they're not always on Netflix or HBO, and I'm not paying for the movie. Now, if Shorty's there, and it's her movie recommendation, we're paying for it. I click it, I'm like, I just go with Fred's summary of it. Am I paying $4.99 to rent it for 7 days?
Okay. let's see if we can find, real quick, we'll see if we can find The Faculty somewhere.
This is a good, I see it here. It's a good cast. Like,
right.
It's a stacked cast.
Thank you. Tell us who's in it.
So, Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett. Yep, 90s legend.
Recently was in Oppenheimer.
Let me
look right, he was. He's kind of made a little bit of a comeback lately.
And the Trap.
The Trap movie. Yep. That's it.
Elijah Wood, household name.
Elijah Wood, solid choice.
Jordana Brewster.
Josh Hartnett, is he young or old? I can't
90s
tell.
90s smoke show, Jordana Brewster.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Okay. Usher is in it.
Jordana.
Just to point that out, Usher is in it.
Want to say he gets killed in it, but...
I will say that's a pretty cool name, Jordana Brewster.
Dude, I want to say Jordana coupled up with Derek Jeter at one time, because Derek Jeter was on a just...
He's got one of the best runs.
Prolific run in the 90s and 2000s.
This is true. This is true. Derek Jeter and them.
Yeah.
Jeter with hair, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, Jeter, I mean, when have I led you astray, okay? When have I led you astray? Telling you, The Faculty, peep it out. I want to say it had a pretty good soundtrack too, back when we still did movie soundtracks. So
look at this picture I got pulled up, Alec. This is a pretty slick picture of them. Jeter courtside with the sweater. He's got a nice little fade going on.
That's aura, dude.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
She's like cheesing. He's just looks like he's telling a joke. Now, I can't print this picture for $375. Do you think it's worth it?
Yes.
I'm being for real.
Who's doing that, by the way?
It says small, 175, what medium, 375, and large, $500.
Okay. Where you can watch it. Guess what it's available on?
Let me guess. Amazon Prime.
As long as you got a Prime subscription, bro.
But it's good. It's one of those where you click.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up at Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
And then it's still telling you to rent the movie. I promise you, I use Amazon Prime all the time. You think that, and you click on it, and it just gives you the option to buy
Boy,
it.
Boy, I tell you what, this is not Blake's first rodeo.
I will say the text line is loving the faculty love.
Absolutely.
They're eating it up.
No, they know the deal. Yep. Look, anybody that 1998, all right, anybody my age from that mid to late 90s, early 2000s, yes, you vibed out to the faculty. But to Mr. Elliott's point, ding for him, yes, Amazon is great at luring you in with, watch this movie now. Okay, great. Oh, wait, you need to have MGM Plus. And for the nominal fee of $3.99, you can rent this in HD. Hey, first of all, who's renting it in SD? Okay?
I'm already paying money.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've got a 75-inch television, all right? Do you really think I'm watching something in standard definition? No.
I mean, you could.
Let me tell you something, okay?
I love how pretentious Fred is sounding.
I know.
Right
I was just, yeah, I'm so glad you picked up on that. I like to be the everyman, but every now and again, I don't splurge on much. I am a regular
guy. Movie watching experience.
Okay, I am a regular human being. But let me tell you something. I splurge on milk.
There you go.
I splurge on coffee.
There you go.
And I like high definition television.
There you go.
Okay.
What about sound?
I have sound. I know you're a big sound guy. I know, you know, when you fired up Den of Thieves at your crib that one day, I was like, okay.
Hard to go back to.
You know,
I think you're okay without it, but it's hard to go back. Like, if I had it for 3 months and then said, all right, Blake, we're taking it away, I'd probably go insane.
Here's the problem. I watch a lot of, I do a lot of my TV watching late at night or at night, so I don't need it as loud.
I will say, my neighbors, I was talking about that today with Shoddy, they must be uber cool because they have not complained, and I've been there for a year and a half, and I'm always playing music loud.
Well, that's probably because they were kicking your wallet around. Do we ever get any update on that? Do we ever find anything else out? Has anybody stolen any money out of your account?
Nope. Not that I know of.
That's fantastic. You know what?
They can take all $7.
Warms my heart.
They can take
warms my heart $7 that the maintenance people didn't steal any of the information.
What groundbreaking sports segment do you have for us?
Here's the groundbreaking sports segment that I have for each and every one of you guys. Glad to have you all on board. Dez Bryant says he can see Shedeur Sanders being a Cowboy. Okay?
Now, I can see it too. It's possible.
Well, that's the... Okay.
I'm not.
Now,
it's
are
not
you
plausible.
Saying, now, are you saying that? No. He says it's serious. Like,
I'm being funny. I'm saying we can see anything we want in our head.
He means it. He means it with all through his bones. I don't hate the idea.
Is this the most unsure we've been about a draft order in a minute?
Oh, 100%.
Like
in a while.
Like, it doesn't always play out to how we think, but usually all the experts for like top 12 are kind of all on the same page. Maybe one or two guys moving around. You look at anybody's mock draft, consensus board, whatever. They'll have the quarterback you like the most in the second round. The running back that you think is the second best in the fifth round. A guy you've never heard of, a receiver in the first round. And it's consensus all over the place. Not just one person's board. And, I mean, you would think we could all say Travis Hunter, consensus one. Nope. Abdul Carter, nope. Cam Ward, nope. Shedeur, nope.
Well, I do think we're getting to the point where Cam Ward has kind of distanced himself.
You would hope, It seemed like him at one, Abdul at two. And
see, I don't know that Abdul at two is.
Well, that's just what Schefter came out and said, that they're leaning towards Abdul at two. He came out with that today.
See, and I'm not.
But also, it's smokescreen season.
See, that's what it feels like to me. Because here's the thing. What is having. Okay, great. So you got two great defensive ends. Can either one of them throw?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I look, on one hand, I understand it. Yes, having two great defensive ends is a plus in a league that throws the ball as much as you have to in the National Football League. And we just saw what happened in the Super Bowl by neutralizing the best quarterback in the NFL. Okay, great. Doesn't matter. You know why Philly was able to do that? Because Jalen Hurts is a pretty good NFL quarterback. Like, Jalen Hurts is good. There's a reason why the guy's been two Super Bowls in 3 years. So when it comes to Cleveland Browns, I still think that Shedeur is very much in play. I really, really do. Or do they do what Broadus has talked about and what we keep hearing about from everybody is that everybody wants to move. We keep hearing about people that want to move back.
Because they know the middle of this draft is good. Like, a lot of people are excited for like 15 through 40.
Yeah.
People aren't excited about the value of like 1 through 10 right now.
No. I mean, I think...
Like, we can get three of these guys or one guy that I don't really know.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought that up, because why do you think, and you and I talked about this a little bit last night, Why do you think the shine, luster, whatever you want to call it, has kind of fallen off of our boy Travis Hunter to some degree?
I wouldn't say it has. I don't think that. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, we're talking about this guy. I mean, you got some mocks having him drop to like five. I mean, the draft season, that seemed unthinkable.
I think he'll go top four. I mean, it's just, this is what just happens though. Every year we bump quarterbacks up as we get closer and closer to time. The Titans made the thing generational pick. We're just going to get a generational guy. Everyone thought it was going to be Travis Hunter or Abdul. Yeah. And now that we're close to draft time, it's like, well, we know they're getting a quarterback. They've got Will Levis at quarterback. What are we doing here?
He's going nowhere.
So this is just what happens. I don't think his stock has dropped anything.
I don't think his stock has dropped, but I feel like, you know, from where he was at after the...
What do we do? This is, we're humans. When the Heisman happens, he's front of mind. Then his girlfriend thing is a weird situation, but it kind of kept us talking about Travis Hunter always.
Boy, that story fell off a cliff.
It fell off, but I mean, it was for a good week and a half, 2 weeks, where we were just Travis Hunter, Travis Hunter, Travis Hunter, and we realized how good he was, and we highlighted him, and then we moved on to Shador.
Who do you think told her to take a back seat?
I don't know. I just think we took a back seat. They're probably living the exact same life they've been living.
Well, I mean,
it was just spur of the moment.
I don't know about all that. I mean, we haven't seen her on social.
But he's not in the limelight anymore. That was all during football season. The end of it, him doing award shows, him getting his Heisman exception, him into his last game. He's not doing anything other than training right now. So unless she's randomly popping up in a training video of him, which I don't think she's coming to, there'd be no reason for her to be in the news.
No, I get all that, but I'm just saying, like, we haven't seen her. Period. I mean, look, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing to talk about, right?
From that's good
at all. That's what I'm saying. I wonder if he had her like, hey, I need you to chill out for a little bit.
I know. I think they're living the exact same. I just don't think they're as public. He's not as public. He's not really out and about.
Yeah.
I mean, when have you seen him just like walking through a store or anything? I feel like all the stuff I see of him is training.
I'm with you on that. I'm just saying, I feel like I wonder if he had, you know, like, let's get no more. I guess my thing is, like, I feel like when... Since the Heisman and that, what was it? Whatever that situation was, where she was there, and it really wasn't even that big of a deal.
The Adidas thing, where he's doing the signing with the fans,
right? And I feel like ever since then,
yeah. But that was like his last public appearance. That's what I'm saying. So they might still be bickering the same. As I'm agreeing with you, but we just don't know. I from what Travis said, it sounds like he doesn't really care.
No, he does.
He's not the one that made this story a thing. We all on the internet were like, we're trying to protect you, nephew, and he was like, I'm good. And I don't know if he's good, and I don't know Travis personally, but
it may be the greatest meme of 2024, by the way.
It was great. But it's just like, y'all are wasting your energy on someone who's not listening to you. So,
And he wasn't. Maybe that, you know what? That might be the one intangible about Travis Hunter that we have not emphasized.
As a cornerback, you need that.
Really? Seriously. Yeah. That dude has maybe the shortest memory of anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you what, that might make me take him number one after all.
I've been on the Travis train.
No, you have. You've been on the Travis train. You've been on the Golden train for a while. Shador. I like Shador. I would love to see him as a Dallas Cowboy because I have concerns about not Dak's playing ability. I'm worried about his health.
And I've already said it multiple times. Shador will be a better quarterback than Cam Ward. So Cam Ward will go one, and I don't expect anything different. I just think maybe 3 years from now, 5 years, when we're looking back, like, man, Shador was the best in this class. And standing by,
I think it depends on where he ends up.
Say, I said the same thing last year with Malik over Marvin Harrison, and that's bowing pretty well for year one. Now, Marvin Harrison has plenty of time to correct the curve, but, you know, I think a lot of times we just fall in love with who everybody says is number one, and nobody actually watches the tape, and they're just like, well, I mean, Mel Kiper says he's the best, so he's the best, and even when they don't play well. Like, but, I mean, he was the first quarterback taken. He's going to Trevor Lawrence, who I think is overhated to some extent.
I was going
to
say,
I also think some people have him still like in their top seven, top eight of like,
just silly.
Well, I mean, guys, he was number one overall pick, and he's Trevor Lawrence, Clemson. It's like, well, we've been in the league a couple of years now. Same with what we say about Kyler Murray.
Trevor's going through, and I would say Kyler Murray to an extent
the same
as well.
Kind of thing
they really are in the same conversation as far as what they've gone through with their careers.
Prospects, number one you've ever seen, anomaly.
Now, Kyler did have Cliff for, 2 years? Mm-hmm. And that kind of fell off a cliff.
And Kyler's had more successful seasons. I mean, I guess Trevor's won a playoff game. Shout out to Justin Herbert.
He did. He's had a couple decent statistical years. He really, really has.
I'm a Trevor Lawrence hater, but I still wanted to bring it up because I think it's a valid point of how people talk about quarterbacks and kind of where he sits on that. And I think him and Kyler are in a similar boat.
I do think Shador is going to be a good NFL quarterback. I really, really do. I
think we did this roundabout, and you never gave me what Dez Bryant, who he wants on this team. So
I said Shador.
Oh, he wants Shador. Okay, I didn't know if there was another play. My bad. That was that. I wanted to make sure we got to your point.
That's how it started.
Okay.
That was the
point I
started with.
I didn't know because of how many times we bring up points and don't finish them.
We pivot
but
17
I, that's
times.
Why I was trying to make sure that we got your initial point.
No, it was. Well, it wasn't my initial point. It was Dez's initial point. Shador. That he could see Shador.
I just don't think the Cowboys are going to have to move up. I think whatever needs to happen is going to happen at 12. Whether it's Shador, Ginty.
Somebody else will jump up.
There's no way Shador makes it.
I 12, I agree. Yeah. I'm just saying, whoever they need to pick at 12, I feel like we'll be there. I feel like their decision will be made for them. I don't think you need to get overzealous and move up and move around.
No.
Mortgaging your future. You're not in the position
to. You can't afford to. You don't have the luxury, the draft capital to start making those kind of decisions.
And you're not that bad where you're like, we just got to take a swing so we're not 2-14 again.
No, because if your boy Golden's there at 12, you take him.
Yeah.
All right.
If he's gone, you take Abuka. If he's gone, you take Barron. If he's gone, you take Will Johnson. Like, you've got a bunch of needs.
You've got plenty of needs. And, hell, I saw a mock yesterday that had him taking this was an NFL player that did this. Had him taking who was it? The linebacker from
Jahad
Alabama.
Campbell?
Jahad Campbell.
Yeah. I'm not taking a linebacker in the first round. So
I don't know. Yeah. With the
– And
I
making mean, my running back, wide receiver two, and corner all be second and third round. And
now, what about your boy from Marshall, though?
Mike Green? He's an edge.
But if he's sitting there at 12, would you take him?
Yeah. No, I don't think edge is a I wish they'd done a better job in the offseason so you could just take BPA.
Yeah.
Say Mike Green sitting there. Yeah. Or X player that you think is the best on the board. You have to fill corner, running back, and receiver in the first two rounds. Like, there's no other way
around it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right, coming up next. Yay or nay. So, yes, we would love to see Shador as a Dallas Cowboy. I just don't think, and I think we're all in agreement here, I just don't think Shador's going to slide to 12.
Someone said, are we getting more Fred After Dark tonight? I don't know about that, but we can talk about your Dallas Mavericks.
Yes.
Rick Welts wants to build a new arena. How soon? And was AD coming back the right move?
Was he tone deaf last night?
Let's discuss it next on the Fred After Dark.
Appreciate that, Alex Salas, a.k.a. Alec 2.0. You ready for the game tomorrow, bro?
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
Are you going?
No, I will not be going.
You know, watch it on TV like the rest of us folk?
Yep, like everyone else.
All right, nothing wrong with that.
Except for a shout out to my boy, James Triley. He will be at the game.
Old Jay Tizzle. He going to be there? I like it. I like it. He's going to be there. My boy Billy Brown was on his roof today. He's going to be at opening day tomorrow. He's excited about that. I'll tell you what, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. If you are going to be at opening day tomorrow, text into the show. 877-881-1053. Let us know if you are going to be at the game tomorrow. Don't forget, KNC Masterpiece will be broadcasting live from Globe Life Field tomorrow as well. So if you are going to the game, make sure you swing by. If you're a fatty, represent for us. Go holler at the KNC Masterpiece. Let them know that you're representing for 105.3 The Fan, Fan After Dark, all the shows.
Coffee's cold.
Well, you went to the wrong one then. Did you go to the one on the left?
I went to the one on the right.
That's the problem.
The one on the left, there was nothing on the left.
Yeah, there is. There is. I'll show you when we go. I'll show you.
Where you have it hiding in the back? No, it's not front facing?
It's to the left of the machine. It's to the left of the machine.
Okay. Oh, I got cold coffee.
Well, you didn't feel it as you were.
I warmed it up.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know. I was led astray.
No, you weren't. You just picked the wrong one.
Yeah. I didn't think it'd be a puzzle to get coffee. So,
well, at the same time, you could have said, Fred, why is this coffee cold? If
that's
you just
what I
made
just
it.
Did. That's what I just did.
Well, but you could have done it before you came on air. You could have said as soon as you come, just walk in. Fred, what? Why is coffee cold?
Is that not what I did?
After you had already, like, pumped it and put it in the microwave.
I'm tired of you. Are we talking Rangers here yet? Adoles is hitting a home run tomorrow.
Is he?
Yeah.
We know our guy, new guy Jake, did a 10-leg parlay tomorrow. Are you putting any parlays on the Rangers game for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Mr. Alex Salas.
No.
No?
I will not be.
No action on tomorrow's game?
No. Just no. Not
all right, real quick. 5.5, over under, Nathan Eovaldi, strikeouts. We said, you and I both took the under yesterday. What say you, Alex Salas?
Take the over.
Taking the over tomorrow.
Take the over.
Okay.
So here's some actual, can we get a little bit of music?
We need parlay baseball music.
There you go. Okay, so here is the first one. Garrett Crochet for the Boston Red Sox. 6.5 strikeouts, over or under?
Under.
Okay. 1.5 earned runs for Crochet. So they think the...
Over.
Yeah, Rangers score more than two.
Over.
Yeah, they got his line at 3.5 hits.
I mean, look, the guy's... I mean, he's good. But I think the Rangers offense is better.
Corey Seager, 0.5 total bases.
Oh, give me the over on that all day.
You can go all the way to 4.5. So if he technically, if he got a...
You know, if he gets a home run and a
single.
Yeah.
Then he'd hit.
Yeah. No, give me, well, actually, would you say 3.5?
His number is...
Oh, you said 4.5. 4.5. 4.5 was
it. His initial number is 0.5. You can move it as high as 4.5.
Okay.
But his setting line is 0.5.
No, give me the over all day.
Nathan Eovaldi, we'll do this.
Is the strikeout still at 5.5?
Still 5.5.
Okay.
First inning hits allowed, higher or lower, 0.5.
For Eovaldi?
First inning hits.
Oh, some. Give me over.
Okay.
They'll get a hit. Doesn't mean there's going to be scoring, but I do think they'll get a hit.
Adolis Garcia, what do you want to take with him? Total bases, homers, RBIs.
What's the home run at? 0.5?
0.5.
Give me
but it's a 3.15 multiplier.
Oh, to take the over?
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
They're going to give you a chance for the under. It's just one button.
That's it. Either he's hitting one or move on to the next.
Most people would smash the under.
Smash the under.
High probability a guy isn't going to hit a home run.
Nah,
Wyatt Langford. They're pretty much all the same. 0.5 total bases, 0.5 home runs, 6.5 fantasy points.
You know what?
They got 0.5 at everything.
You know what? You ready for this? Wyatt, over, 0.5, dongs.
I like it.
Shout out to the G-bag.
Jake Berger's the exact same, 0.5 for everything.
Nah, just give me Wyatt Langford on a for a home run, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah,
that's
the baseball lines are kind of interesting. Literally every single player in this game is 0.5 for every stat, and then 1.5 for hits, runs, and RBIs.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody is different. Nobody's line is like 2.5, 1.5.
It's early.
Pretty much take any player. The only thing that's different is when you go to the pitchers, they have some more stats. Okay, Jaron Duran's total bases is at 1.5, so they're feeling good about him.
They're feeling nicey about our boy.
He's the only one in this game that's got actually Alex Bregman too, former Astro. I would take his. He's killed the Rangers in Globe Life. Would you take his over 1.5 total bases, Alex Bregman? I would. Or would you just take a home run
from Bregman?
Yeah,
I ain't taking a home run from Bregman.
Would you take a hit?
I'll take a hit.
Corey Seager, what would be the highest you'd go on anything? You can bet his doubles, first inning hits.
Bases.
Just total bases? You can go as high as 4.5. You take the over?
No, I'll take the under. But I 1.5, give me that. I think he'll smack a double tomorrow. He'll smack at least a double. Real quick, because we promised you guys we'd tell you, we'd tease this, and I just want to get Blake's thoughts on this. Quote, whatever trust we have lost or whatever concerns they have, we're going to earn it back because we're going to do it the right way. We're going to win championships. Who said it?
Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try again. LeVar Ball.
Mm-hmm.
One more.
Give you one more.
That nighttime.
Local guy.
Okay.
Local guy.
Danny Copperfield.
Mm. I only know David, so I can't speak to who Danny is. This would be your Maverick CEO, Rick Welts.
Let's go, Rick.
Okay, this is Maverick CEO, Rick Welts. Time, wins, and losses will tell whether it was a good or bad deal. I'm going to promise to our fans right now that whatever trust we've lost, we're going to earn it back, yada, 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 yada. I will give Patrick Dumont some, I'm not going to give him any grace, But I'll give him a benefit of the doubt in that we've already learned he knows nothing about basketball. So I'm going to give him a pass because clearly he knows nothing about basketball. I want to know what on earth did Rick Welts think he... Like, how did Rick Welts not speak up? Rick, you were literally around you were part of the Warriors dynasty. You know
he doesn't want to stick his head in something that's so ugly right now. I think he was trying to wait for the fire to die.
No. You missed my point. When you tell me whatever trust we lost and time or loss, you know, time wins and losses will tell whether or not it was a good or bad deal. Hey, you saw what Steph Curry means to Golden State, and you just didn't think trading Luka would have any big impact on the Mavericks.
From every report, it seems like Nico just didn't like Luka. Just did not like the way he carried himself.
I mean, Jerry Krause hated Michael Jordan too.
Yep.
Okay. Great like point. Michael Jordan called him a fat ass to his face, among other things that we can't say on radio.
Yeah.
And again, I'll go back to what I've said time and time again, and we'll leave this alone. You were buddies. You were Kobe's guy. Kobe's guy, and Kobe was a Luka fan. And oh, by the way, Kobe was one of the biggest a-holes in NBA history to his teammates.
You got to be that to rise to the top. Being a nice guy only gets you so far.
You know what I'm saying? So again,
how many nice guys do we talk about being the best in their sport?
I mean, what have we heard about Tom Brady?
A-hole.
You know, time and time again, the John Elways of the world. The only nice guy that it feels like from a championship perspective that we've heard of that we haven't really heard anything negative about that he's like an a-hole off the field, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes might be the nicest superstar that we haven't heard anything about him. I mean, I'm sure he yells at dudes on the field and what have
I'm
you.
I'm saying where it's actually something.
Exactly, right? I want to see him. Now, his dad? Different story. All right, 1 hour in the books. When we come back, we're going to read some of y'all's text messages, and with the Rangers kicking off the 2025 Major League Baseball season tomorrow, what are our Major League Baseball predictions? Myself, Alec 2.0, and the one, the only, Blake Elliott, discuss next. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.